the reason they wanted to do it with chefs was to, number one, raise awareness for how difficult it might be to eat on that kind of a budget, but then also have culinary professionals perhaps come up with creative ways or suggestions for preparing something nutritious that isn't, you know, a frozen food or something highly processed. The people using the food stamp cards must buy something that needs to be cooked. You can't go into Publix and buy a rotisserie chicken because that's a prepared food.
Any specific additional rules for the challenge?
We could not use any foods that we already had in our kitchens.
Okay.
We could not accept any food from friends. Of course, we could not buy prepared foods, as if you could, at $6.67.
Right.
Very difficult to do and to stretch it out through an entire day.
Scott, what made you say yes to this challenge?
I wanted to take the challenge because as a restaurant critic, I frequently will eat meals where a cup of soup costs more than that.
Right.
So I wanted to know what it would be like to be limited to this budget.
Who are the other chefs that were a part of this challenge?
Kevin Fonzo from K Restaurant, Jamie McFadden of Cuisiners. There were a couple of chefs from Universal Studios who stepped up. And Hari Pulapaka from Cress in DeLand. He and his wife both participated and took the challenge a little bit further and did it for an entire week. Their eyes were opened so much that they've decided to do this occasionally, just remind themselves what it was like.
So give us a rundown of your day.
My day. Part of the challenge was to go into the grocery store, and I specifically wanted to find nutritious things. But when you're faced with this challenge, the first thing you start doing is calculating in your mind. And you start to get this mentality that you're looking for inexpensive items, frozen foods, processed foods. A pack of hot dogs suddenly looks, don't want to say it looks good, but you can really stretch that out.
Sure.
So that really is the challenge. And, you know, it takes a lot of time to come up with a plan. And part of the problem for people who are faced with this sort of a challenge daily as part of their regular lives is that they don't have that time. They've got a family they've got to feed. They've got a job. This does not mean that these are people out of work. Sometimes they have two jobs, and they just don't have the time to do nutritious cooking.
So what did you have?
I started with a hard-boiled egg. This was not a hardship because that's what I have almost every day. And one of the things I could do is purchasing a dozen eggs and then costing that out as just one egg a day. So not going in and saying I bought $2.09 for a dozen eggs, I can just divide $2.09 by 12, and that was my breakfast allotment.
Okay.
For lunch, I had a turkey sandwich on a ciabatta roll, and that was probably a little extravagant. I paid 89 cents for a ciabatta roll. And 1 ounce of pepper jack cheese on there. Again, costing that out from a $2.50 block of cheese. Afternoon snack, I had one Fuji apple. Then for dinner, I had pork steak, the very inexpensive cut of meat. I sauteed up half an onion, and I had bought a can of black beans. It was the only canned item I bought. Did some rice, about 25 cents worth of rice. It was a feast. I did not go to bed hungry that night. But I also went to bed knowing that the next day I was going to eat at three different restaurants. So it wasn't something that I was faced with doing daily, which is not to say that it couldn't happen. It can happen to any of us. So I was glad to have my eyes opened and to take the challenge. Kudos to all the other chefs who did it, and I hope they raised some awareness.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.